الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم إلى آخر الآية وصدق الله وصدق During the 26th of Jamadiyot Thaniya, that means in another 4-5 days will be the month of Rajab. And this is the first month of the Ashur-e-Hurm, the sacred month which comes in the year. Then afterwards, after Ramadan, Shawwal, then Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. Three other months are there. This is the one month. So, and this is now the starting of the great, great period now. After Rajab is Shaban. Rajab has been referred to as the month of Allah. Shaban, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to it as his month. And then comes the great and glorious month, the pinnacle of everything, the month of Ramadan. And then afterwards, Shawwal, then preparation for Hajj, Qurbani. So this is a period which is so, so exciting, so wonderful, so enjoyable, so pleasurable, and the rewards also are so great. And being unmindful, not paying attention, is a great, great deprivation and loss on a person. Like a person in business, and this December period for the retailers is the busy period, but if they are unmindful, they don't open shop on time, they don't put stocks in the shop, they don't take on extra staff for the extra, they get more busier, then they lose off completely. So just like that, this period, we also should be fully geared up now and be ready from in advance. So in this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Inna iddat ash-shuhur inda Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. The number of months by Allah ta'ala in the book of Allah, and here is meant Lohe Mahfuz, that is the original tablet in which everything is kept. There Allah Ta'ala had written before He created the heavens and the earth that there will be 12 months in the year. And so we find there are 12 months in our lunar year, from Muharram till Zulhijjah, 12 months. In the same way, in the solar year also, January to December is also 12 months. Whether you calculate the year by the moon or by the sun, both are 12 months. And we use both. For the month, for the lunar, the moon, we use for the dates, that which will be Ramadan, when will be Hajj, etc. And the sun we use like for our namaz times. Fajr we make before sunrise. Zuhar we make after the midday, when the sun passes, the midway is the wild time. Asr is before sunset. Maghrib is after sunset. Isha is so long later after sunset. So both we use. So both these, they are 12 months, Allah says, إِثْنَ عَشْرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. And that was, and then when Allah created يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, then the same was implemented. The same system of 12 months was brought. To understand it easily for us, a person wants to build a house, any building, shop, factory, then he draws a plan first. Then when the plan is drawn, then according to the plan, he builds the building. So the plan was made by Allah Ta'ala for 12 months. Then when Allah created the heavens and the earth, Allah implemented that. And 12 months Allah Ta'ala kept. So we have got 12 months which we are off. Then the important point, relevant point for us is Allah Ta'ala says, Minha arba'atun hurum. 4 months of these 12 months are the sacred months, very special months. They have got great value by Allah Ta'ala. Before, in the beginning the years of Islam also, in these 4 months, fighting jihad was not permitted. But after that, there are various conditions. But now this ruling still applies that the value of good deeds are multiplied greatly, tremendously during these 4 months. And yeah, the sins of guna is also multiplied. So therefore we should be very careful. These 4 months are this month now, which is coming. Tuesday night or Wednesday night will be the first of Rajab. And then will be Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, then Zulqadah, Zulhijjah and Muharram will come together, the three other months. But this month also is of this special month, and it has got all the value of this great month. So we should be geared up, be well informed of what it entails, so that we can take maximum benefit from it. So we don't pass this in a state of unmindfulness. Like how many of us, like Juma, we are still in a state of unmindfulness. The greatest reward, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali writes, that for any amal that is mentioned is the preparation for Jumu'ah. And the hadith that proves it is the most authentic hadith also. And that is that a person just does 6 things on Jumu'ah, simple, straightforward things. Then for every step he takes to go for Jumu'ah, he gets the reward of 1 whole year's ibadah. And plus 1 whole year's roza sawab. In the hadith, rozas are mentioned separately. Otherwise, rozas are included in ibadah. All the ibadah that a person does. So by doing 6 simple things, and just to refresh our mind, one is to bath and wear clean clothes. That inshallah every Muslim does it. The second is to go walking to the masjid. We should try our best to go walking. And if we have to go by transport, don't try and park as near as possible to the entrance, but as far as possible, so that we can take more steps. The third is to go as early as possible. And the fourth is to sit as close as possible to the imam. The fifth is to listen attentively. And the sixth is not to do anything useless, like playing with your watch or with your glasses or anything else. Listen attentively. 6 simple things. And for every step that we take, and our one, we normally, when we walk, we cover 1 meter in 2 steps. Our step is about 0.5 meter. So if we are 100 meters away from the masjid, or we pass our cars 100 meters away, so it's 200 steps. So for each step that we take, 1 whole year's ibadah sawab. Now what is this 1 year's ibadah sawab? What is the mayar? What is the criteria of 1 year's ibadah sawab? For every individual, his ibadah. How much ibadah he is doing. Like a person is earning 10,000 rand, and the boss tells him, you do something, I'll give you 12 months wages, 1 year's wages. So that means his wages. If he's earning 10,000, it will be times 12. If he's earning 100,000, then that will be times 1,200. So if our ibadah is according to that level, so much more will. And if our ibadah is very weak, then we'll get the 1 year, but that low salary ibadah sawab. So So we should try normally also that for many other amal also, where it is calculated according to the amount of ibadah a person does, we should try normally in the year increase our ibadah, so that for those occasions, like a person who reads the last ruku of Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, if he reads it at night, he gets the sawab of the whole night's ibadah. Now it depends on his ibadah, how much he's making. According to that, he will get the sawab of the whole night. Just by reading that the ruku, which is about 2 minutes, and you get the whole night sawab. And if you read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Alladhi, you get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr, the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And your ibadat, how much you make. So it depends on you, how much you make. So anyway, so on this month of Rajab, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made it where we can earn great, great rewards. And we can earn for our akhirah. And actually we are here for the akhirah. How beautifully Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained it in so many hadith, and Buzurgani Deen explained this in so many. But unfortunately we seldom take lesson. So all this what we are talking is for if we will make the ibadah. If it is just for talking, just a talk shop, which is common today. Just talking, that is all what big seminars and conferences are. They are just to talk. We had once a conference in the Darul Uloom about Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali. So good programs were, mashallah, good talks were given. And then I thought this must be spread in the whole world, Muslim world. People must come to know who all these people are. So I spoke to the organizers. They say, no, now the conference is over, everything is finished. So it's just a matter of talking, just about the conference. Nothing, no follow-up. There should be a follow-up. When we talk here, then we should be practicing. For that reason, not just that we got together, we spoke, we heard, and passed some remarks, and then it's over. The object is to make amal. So if we will make amal, then we will see how much we have earned. Therefore, I mentioned about Jumu'ah, how many Jumu'ahs have come and gone in our lives? Did we acquire that sawab? How many are left? Nobody knows. We hope that if a person is 30 years old, perhaps another 30 years Jumu'ah he will get. But are we going to do what we have to do? That is the important thing. The Jumu'ahs will come and go. Rajab and Shaban and Ramadan will come and go. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram will come and go. But are we going to do what we have to do? That is what is important. So in the hadith, one beautiful example, a person who is terminally ill, he's going to be dying now. You see the sign that he's now on his last lap. He's on his dying bed. He asks his one brother, what can you do for me? What will you do for me? You see my condition now. I'm desperately in need. So the brother tells him, as long as you're living, I will be with you. As soon as you die, I'll go and live with somebody else. I'll leave you alone. So this is a good person, very disloyal. As long as you're living, he's with you. As soon as you die, he goes and live with somebody else. Now the second brother says, as long as you're living, I will be with you. I will treat you, take you to hospital if necessary, medicine, etc., everything. When you pass away, I'll give ghusl, kafan, bury you also, and then finish the story is over. So this is better than the first brother, but he took him right till the qabr, but not further. The third brother says, I will look after you, see to all your needs, etc. When you pass away, kafan, dafan, everything I'll do, I'll bury you, and I'll stay with you until I take you till Jannah. That is the best brother, of course. So what is the personification of this? The first brother is his wealth, his money, his material things, what he owns. As long as a person lives, it belongs to you. As soon as you die, immediately it belongs to other people. Hmm. Even if the inheritance haven't been worked out still. But as soon as a person dies, it doesn't belong to you now. One buzurg was on his dying bed, and his friend also, a great buzurg, came to visit him, his friend. And when he passed away, Immediately, the little oil lamp that was burning, he put it off. And he ordered an oil lamp from his own house, and he left that. And then he explained that this belonged to the person who was living, and who has passed away. As soon as he has died, now, no, we can't use this. So I put it off immediately. Mine, I'm still living, I can do that. So all our wealth, whether the inheritance is worked out or not, whether the wife shares, the parents, the children share, whoever share there is in, it can be worked out later, but already it belongs to them. Now it's just a matter of giving it to whom it belongs to. So this is our material thing, for which we sacrifice so much and so disloyalty, that as soon as you die, it doesn't belong to you, it's not your possession. Your house is not yours, your janaza is still in the house, but that house doesn't belong to you now. They might take you in your own, some pickup van, if there isn't a hearse or something. It might be yours, but now, once you have died, they take you in there, but it's not yours now. It's gone to somewhere else. The second, your family and friends. They will look after you, take you to doctor, hospital, medicine, everything. And whereas when you die, they will give you ghusl, kafan, bury you. After that, they'll return from there. And then in most cases, they forget you. Some family people might go to the Qabristan for a few weeks, months, then slowly they also all forget. So that is that. And your amal are those that stay with you all the time. Even when you're sick, your amal, your du'as, what you did helps you. In the qabr is going to help you. And your amal, your good deeds will take you till Jannah. Your Quran Sharif tilawat will arrange for your bathing in the qabr. Will arrange for everything. That is your amal. The sad part is we got no time for amal. For what is our worst friend, most disloyal, we got all at the time for him. And who is our dearest and genuine and true friend, we got no time for him. And yet the more sad part is we regard ourselves as clever. I know who to befriend. And I know who to keep company with. We are doing the most rotten thing. The one that is so disloyal. We put all our loyalties are to him. And the one who is so loyal to us, we do nothing for him. So amal are going to help us. Material things are not going to help us. So the month of Rajab can come and go. Shaban and then Ramadan. And then all the other months, all the Jumas can come and go. How valuable they are. But if we don't do what we have to do, we're going to lose out. If we do, then it is all for us. And we don't have to do to show anyone. We don't have to do to make it known, I do so much. We have to do for our akhirah. For the pleasure of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has written a very valuable point, which inshallah will be beneficial to all of us. He quotes from Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, his sheikh. And he says that we all know that to do things to show people is haram. There is no benefit in it, what you do for riya, for sure. To have a good name by people. People praise you, popularity, name, fame, that we all know. But a very deep point, Manana Haji Indadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Haji has written, that even to have this desire, to have show and name and fame by Allah, that I am a special person by Allah, I am a great person by Allah, that also is totally against what is called bandagi, a slave of Allah Ta'ala. And then Haji Imdadullah says, Allah put in my heart this example by which this masala becomes very clear and everyone can understand. If there is a king who is very handsome, very rich, very generous, great akhlaq, everything of the best he's got, and so rich, he's got four wives also, and slave girls, thousands of slave girls, which is permissible. He's got all that. Now one woman, whether it's wife or one of the slave girls, she is a woman who is black, totally black. And she's got a smallpox marks on her face. Hair, no hair. Just little curly hair she's got. And she's a hunchback also. And she met up with an accident. She can't walk right also. In other words, every defect is in her. And she wishes, I must be the favorite of the king. Can that ever happen? So our amal, they are worse than those how she looks like. Our good namazes of tahajjud, they are worse than all the defects which are in her. Our zikr, our tilawat, is flawed, totally flawed. Our niyat, our amal, and yet I feel I'm the favorite by Allah. Allah loves me. With all my flaws, so that humility must come into us. Allah reward our akabir, and we make Allah shukr. He joined us with our akabir. And that these realities, otherwise a person will never think of it. A person will think, I make tahajjud, I do this, so I'm a favorite of Allah. I want to be a favorite of Allah. I want to be, but I'm far, 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 very far. And that attitude Allah loves. And when a person thinks that I'm somebody by Allah even, by people we all know it's haram, that we all can understand. But by Allah, we don't understand that so easily. So Allah reward our akabir who explained all this to us. So this month, minha arba'atun hurum, dalika deenul qayyim. This is the solid deen. Deen, the way of life, an absolute way. All the other ways are just all, like for example, some places, the towns, they make a boys' town. That young boys, give them an area, you run this town here. But you all know it's just a fake. The actual control is by the actual municipality. They are controlling, they're just giving. All actual children, you give them toys to play. They have cars, they have aeroplanes, they have tanks, they have all things. But you know, it is all just play, it's nothing reality. Just like that, our lives here also are just that. We're just a play. Reality is only by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Deen is the reality. No matter it can be all the parliaments and all the things that have to do with parliament, all that the politics and all that, whether it can be the corporate world, and no matter how it appears and what levels they are and what they have achieved, whether it can be the whole legal system with the high court and the high court of the world, all these things are just like toys. In fact, on one occasion, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali was giving bayan in Raiwa in Ishtima. And in Ishtima, we know they don't introduce the speakers. So, Abdul Ghafoor sir, he was a very high in the Air Force of Pakistan. But after his full in Jamaat work, etc. And Alhamdulillah, I got to learn a lot of tabligh work with him. I had the opportunity. So anyway, he told me, he said it was the first time that he went for the Ijtima. They invited him. And he was a high person in dunya. So they gave him a place in front to sit. So he passed a remark, which was clearly close to the stage, that you should introduce the speaker. We want to know who the speaker is, what his credentials are, all that we want to know. The speaker just comes, we don't know who is it who's speaking. So they should introduce. So Maulana Yusuf sahab, he heard this remark of his. So he said that, I will introduce myself. He said, first I was a drop of semen, dirty, filthy semen. My end is sand and dust. This is just in between little that I'm now living, walking, talking and doing my thing. But that is my, I introduced myself. So he got a shock. And then he said further, now he was an Air Force man. Maulana said, until you don't realize that your bomber jets and your F-16 fighters and all the things you got to fight, until you don't realize they are toys, your iman is not fighter jets and all those. And yeah, Maulana is saying that until you don't realize they are toys, how little children toys are, till then your iman is not made. Further, Maulana mentioned a few more things and that made him change completely. And then he came to realize the reality of what iman is. Deen, dalika deenul qayyim. If we can understand, deen is the absolute solid thing. We don't get impressed by halat and ahwal, what conditions they are. We don't get impressed by names, and we don't get impressed by people's position and how they introduce people. Usually they will mention a person, even in an article they write, then they will, a whole paragraph, long paragraph will go, which bodies he represents, what degrees he got, which universities he studies, and what he has got to say will be two words. So long production is like the head is so big, but the body is so small. There must be a balance in everything. So anyway, so deen, dalika deenul qayyim. If we can understand this message, not only in this ayat, the whole Quran, our whole deen, hadith, the fiqh, everything what we call deen, that is an absolute, the most solid thing. We must be prepared to give our lives for deen. We must do it. Our mind and our heart must be totally submissive to deen. Not to what dunya has got to say. Not the fashion of dunya. Not the things what dunya commands, and this is how you live, and this is how you travel, and this is how you, your security, and this is how you do this. Nothing of the dunya. Deen. ذَٰلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. And then Allah says with regard to the sacred month, فَذَا تَظْلِمُ فِيهِنَّ أَنْفُسَ. Don't do any wrong to you. Don't commit any guna in this month. Well, commonly, we all are aware that when a person makes the intention of doing good, afan mudafa, more than that, according to your intention, sincerity, according to the demand of that time, what had to be done, Allah multiplies it much, much more. That is common throughout the year, at all times, for every person. Guna, if you make the intention, no guna is better. When you make the guna, only one guna is better. That is common. But for these 4 months, yeah, whatever good we intend do, that is also multiplied much more. And yeah, the worrying part is what we must worry. Any sins that are committed, they are also multiplied. So this, particularly Allah reminded us, don't commit sins during these months. But how many of us, and we who are speaking and we listen to it, but we also tomorrow we forget. And there in the month of this month, we commit so many gunas also. So this is the month that we should stay away completely from all sins, completely. Because the sins are also multiplied. And our worst enemy is our sins. Right? That causes us whatever harm. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. There are so many people, they make dua, they are ill for example. They make dua for health. They tell other people, dua is accepted. Allah has sent the shifa. It's right by the head. But the guna is blocking it. Just remove the guna and the shifa comes to that person. A person has got financial problems. And he's making dua, asking other people. Allah has sent the finances. They are already there by him. But there's just this guna that is blocking it. A person has got matrimonial problems. Husband, wife, argument in the family or with other people. Allah has sent the solution of great love. It's there already, it has been delivered by Allah, but we're not accepting it. The delivery is made already. It's right by your door. Just open your door and collect it. But the door is your sin that is blocking it. So sins are our worst enemy. So this during these months particularly, we should stay away from sins as much as we can. It comes in the hadith that for 5 nights of the year, du'as are particularly accepted. One is the first of Rajab. This year it will be Tuesday night, according to the English what we speak, Wednesday night actually, but we say Tuesday night. Or Wednesday night, depending whether it's the month of 29 or 30. So du'as are accepted. So take the opportunity of making du'a. We are all desperately in need of du'as for ourselves. What's going to happen? How's our maut going to come? How's our last days going to come? How's my qabr going to come? And we haven't got any idea. And besides dua, what other have we got that our asra, our thing that we can depend on, Allah gave us dua. This is the time. The condition of the ummah, the condition of how Islam is being attacked, what sacrifices, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his immediate family, all great, great sacrifices, wasn't for their personal security and safety. Wasn't for their well-being and welfare, it was for deen of Islam. And today we, and all that was caused by the enemies of Islam. Today we call ourselves Muslims, friends of Islam, and we are destroying Islam.
in our weddings, what kind of not anything that resembles the wedding of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Our dressing, our houses, our garden. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't have all these sprawling gardens that we have got. Our swimming pools that we have got. All the other things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't have all this. But we have, that today we as, in fact, the Palestinian government authority, they also fully what America against the Muslims there. Have changed. Yes, our holidays are still on its place. Our food is still on its place. Everything. So dua is a thing that we must use and to turn to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So the first night of Rajab and then the 15th night of Shaban, the night when duas are readily accepted. Then every Thursday night, which we call Thursday night, which is really Friday night, but which we call Thursday night. And the two nights of Eid, those are the nights when duas are readily accepted. There are many other times also, but we hardly got an inventory of those nights, of those times when duas are accepted. Every day tahajjud time. Every day between Adhan and Iqama, and Adhan and Iqama. Who of us take the trouble to make some dua? Whether it is for Islam, or it is whether for the Muslims. How the Muslims are suffering, the Palestinians, the little children, what they are going to, how they are being bombed. But who of us is making any dua also? So if we are like immune to the ummah, we got like nothing to do. We just ignore the ummah. We just carrying on with our lives. The most that we do is perhaps share some messages that we get. How many of us even make a dua when we see this terrible condition? So Allah, or at least, if not for them, how many even make the dua that, Ya Allah, you save me from this? This can happen tomorrow to us. We can be facing that condition. But that dua also we don't make. We are really oblivious of our own selves also. We are oblivious of our condition when we go in the qabr. So these are the times to change and to become conscious. A person who is conscious, a living person, is better than a million dead people. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went with his army of 30,000 to fight against the Roman Emperor Hiraqal with 200,000. And he said that, I alone am enough. His mashura friends told him, you one man enough for 200,000. Said, I'm enough. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who makes zikr is a living person. And a person who doesn't make zikr is a dead person. 200 dead people, what can they do? I'm a living person. A slaughterer at the abattoir, he's got 200 sheep to slaughter. He starts 8 o'clock in the morning, he's not frightened, I'm alone. 200 sheep, they'll attack me, they'll kill me. One by one, he kills all. By 10 o'clock, he's finished. All 200 are dead. So that is a believer. But today, unfortunately, that is not an that iman. That conviction that a person who makes zikr is a living person. A person who we are afraid for the government. Just a constable, not even any police or anyone. Just a message they send the police send that makes us mess our trousers. That we can't even, that is also too much for us. So iman is that thing. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. But unfortunately we are not aware of that. So du'as are readily. Many other occasions for du'as also. Then in these months, rosas to keep have got great value. During the Ashuri Hurum, a person who keeps rosas on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 700 years ibadat sawab. So just by keeping those rosas. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for other rosas also during this month of Rajab, that Allah distances you 1 year's journey from Jahannam. And your entry into Jannah is guaranteed. So this month is very, very valuable. This is the month of planting the seeds. Shaban is to water it. And Ramadan is to harvest it. But that is, a person, a farmer can only harvest if he has sowed, if he has planted his seed. If he doesn't plant seed, what is the same trees? He's going to get a beautiful crop. And he'll harvest his crop and then. When the last 10 days of Ramadan comes, and more towards the end, the last night, and all those wonderful times now to harvest your crop. But if you didn't plant seeds, what you going to harvest? So this is the time now to start. So these are valuable days that are like Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayh, in his Ahkamul Quran writes that that during these 4 months, any good deed a person does, the reward is also multiplied very greatly. Like that, normally, you make a niyat, you get the sawab. You do the action, by 10 it's multiplied. Quality of your action, Allah multiplies it to 700 and even more. In this month, even more. And this 4 months, this is the 1 month that you see already. Gunas, normally, they are not multiplied. And Imam Nawawi, rahmatullah alayhi, has written, the reason for that is Allah's mercy. And Allah wants everyone to be successful. And that good deeds, we all do little. Gunas, we do plenty. So Allah made the system, your good deeds, which you do little, but I'll multiply them so much. And your gunas, which you do so much, I'll just keep it to one. I won't multiply it. So you get a much more better chance to pass. Because your good deeds will be more. But in these months, gunas are also multiplied. You must be very careful. Whether it's on the phone, whether accidentally, or we're looking at a woman's picture, man's pictures also. We should make tawbah istighfar. Sometimes you're listening to a good bayan which you are enjoying, a qirat also, but there's music in the background. And so all this, we should save ourselves from all this. And we should try and avoid all these things. So this is the month that different ways shaitan will also come. So we should stay away from all sins during this time. And deen, what is deen? Deen is not, and for many of us, we just take one part of deen and we feel I got deen. People who are regular with 5 times namaz, they feel we are deendar. People who just dress Islamically, but they don't make namaz, they also feel they are deendar. Anyone, whatever, a person who is doing social welfare work, a person who sees to the family people, relatives, rights of the family, he feels I'm deendar. Deen is to have the whole of deen. If you have got a tire shop, you might be with a good business, roaring business, you're making a lot of money. But because of the tire shop, you can't say I've got a motor car. The tire is only one part of the motor car. Without which, of course, the car won't move. But the tire is not the motor car. The motor car is what the full details of the motor car. How many things are absolutely necessary. And for us, until the extra unnecessary things are not there, then also it's not a motor car. Our house without the extra unnecessary things, it's not a house. But the basics, that makes it a house, that makes it a car. So deen also at least the basics. And that is not only our namaz, not only our ibadah. One thing we commonly bypass is our aqaid. Whether my aqaid are correct, and especially in these times. And then aqaid are not enough. Aqidahs, iman, are the things that you have to believe in. I have to believe in akhirat, I believe in it. I have to believe in Allah, life of the qabr. But how much yaqeen have I got? Conviction. That conviction, we are very weak in that conviction. Therefore, we don't prepare for akhirat. We say dunya is temporary, akhirat is permanent. But we prepare full time for dunya. And nothing we prepare for akhirat. So our aqaid must be correct. Our ibadat is not only namaz. Then there is zakat, there is roza, there is hajj. Then there is many other ibadat also. And then that is not our deen also. Our muamalat must be correct. Our financial matters. How many of us don't think of the financial matters? That my financial matters must be correct. We just willfully just do things no consideration for Sharia laws as far as business, as far as our money matters are concerned. Then our financial matters, then our muashara, how we live with the family, with the neighbors, extended family, with other people. Then our akhlaq, our character, how so many things. So deen has to be. So this is the time. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, right? During the Ashwari Hurum, whatever thing we do regularly, it will become a habit and stay permanently. Whatever gunas we want to give up, we find we fail. Just in this period, stay away from their gunas, and permanently they would stay. So this is a wonderful period, ready made for us, just for us to enjoy and benefit greatly. A person and this Sabbath and good thing will remain for with us for the whole year, the whole life. And that will remain for us with us in the qabr, forever in the akhirah. So these opportunities are there. How many of us will take it to heart and go and tell it to the families, go and discuss it with friends? Because it doesn't mean anything really. If a prescription for a diabetes was given at home, immediately we'll go and tell that you must tell your brother, tell your sister she got diabetes. This is a very good prescription. Very simple, just household thing and guaranteed result. That immediately we take it to heart. But deeni matters, we forget about it ourselves also. Allah, give us that consciousness and let us prepare for this eternal life of ours. And this is the golden opportunity. This is the time when the dastarkhan is laid out, the spiritual dastarkhan. And much more better than the biryani and the roast on the table. Yeah, all the wonderful things Allah is sending to us. Not we have to go and take delivery of it. And now we're having weddings where the wedding cake is delivered with a crane. And the food is brought on conveyor belts. So all this is not, you know, all this conveyor belts and that. Just to impress people, they have a wedding like that. And millions of rands are wasted, squandered. But in any way, that money couldn't go anywhere. Haram can only go in haram. What has been earned in a haram way will be spent in a haram way. So Allah Ta'ala, let us appreciate the valuable days that we have got here. They are at our doorstep. And now it's Rajab, then it's Shaban. And Rajab comes with another great Miraj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great occasion. What an occasion where Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the Iman, Yaqeen was sweat. What a level to build our Yaqeen also with Miraj. And the value of Namaz, to bring Namaz into our life. The key to everything is not only the key to Jannah. Namaz is the key to everything. To good health, to good finances, to security, to happiness, it's namaz. But make namaz namaz. Not just the outward form of exercise, but make it a namaz. So this is the opportunity that us may spend our time correctly and take this. Nobody knows whether we're going to get. Then of course the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Let us start reading those duas. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. These all we should now get into the mood, get into the stride, and getting ready for all this. And then we make our ibadah, and get the enjoyment of it also. This is also Allah's great, great favor, that He, for example, soccer players, for a soccer match, they do their training, how they have to exhaust themselves, how they have to exert themselves in there. Yeah, it is an enjoyment. It's a pleasure to do all this. It's not all that tiring and exhausting and exertion, but because values have changed, the difficult things have become easy for us. And easy things have become difficult. Delicious things have become tasteless. And poisonous things have become tasty for us. Our mizaj has been changed completely. Allah guide us and let us appreciate this great time, inshallah.